spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its Board of Trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today for our weekly show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, right here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We focus here on practical tools to help you live a happier and healthier life, to help you feel better in body, in mind, and in spirit, to actually begin living from your deepest, highest self. If you want to be in communication with that divine essence that dwells deep inside of you, well, then you're in the right place. My passion is personal growth and spiritual evolution because I've had to learn to heal just in order to keep living. And so we focus here every week on inner divinity that gives us the power to heal, on spirituality rather than religion. And I share with you some of the countless ways that we can heal ourselves, that we can begin to reclaim our own power. We are divinely created beings with God-given free will to make our own choices, to raise ourselves up, to walk ourselves into healing. We can choose to be healthier and happier through the power of that divinity that lives inside of us and all around us. And so each week we share with you ways to do just that. Often, all we need to do is actually discover and then release whatever those internal obstacles have been that have blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. That's what I call God, but you can call it whatever you like. Because what blocks us is often not conscious. It's below our level of awareness. We need a power that's bigger than ourselves to begin embracing our God-given birthright, to feel whole, to be happy, to be prosperous, to feel joyous and free in mind and body and in spirit. And so if that's what you want, you're in the right place. I hope that you and all of your friends join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion has always been sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about clearing the suffering that so many of us are doing. And it's about feeling connected with that divine power that lives inside of us, and how that divine source of life itself can and does heal pain and suffering. I know firsthand how faith in that divine source of life can heal all of our woundedness. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what helps, what really matters. My intention always is to provide you not only with the tools, but with the inspiration to remember your wholeness, to find it, and to live it. Divine Spirit is alive in each and every one of us. I know that because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, we have that divine spark of life and the power it holds living right inside of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, even where you are, it only matters that you know and begin to connect with that divine source of life. Because of that inner divinity, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering. I know because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org, as we explore the many ways there are to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives in your heart. It's yours as soon as you claim it. There is never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness or joy or prosperity. There's only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, and it arises most easily and fully from humility and gratitude. And so I want to thank you so much for listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
From my hometown of Asheville, North Carolina. Singing takes a whole lot of faith. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am a spiritual life coach and your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and it's a show that is focused on living happier and healthier lives, and knowing that the way that we do that is by tapping into that core of God, of life, of source energy that lives inside each and every one of us. And there are so many ways that we can do that, and when we tap into that, whether you call that God or Great Spirit or Universal Flow, that literal spark of life that's in you, when we tap into that consciousness inside of us, then we can have joy, we can have beauty, we can have love in a way that we don't really experience it if we don't know that that divine spark of life is in us. And so every week we do and talk about and share various things that can help us do that. And today we're going to hear some incredible music, because what I've discovered is when we don't feel good, if we'll let ourselves listen to some amazing music, it can bring our spirits up. It can tap into that divine source of life in us without any effort on our own part. And so we're going to hear some music that's going to help uplift your spirit as we go through the show today. So I really do hope that you stick around, and you're probably going to hear some music that you've never heard before. I have some incredible stuff here. We are going to start off this musical set with an incredible song written by a woman, Lauren Lane Powell, who I interviewed on the show a while back, who through song and music helped heal herself from cancer. And this cut is called Every Need is Fulfilled. Listen closely and I think you'll discover how to feel that divine energy inside of you. See you back here in a moment.
Every need is fulfilled. I am rich. I am wealthy. Everything is provided for me. I am rich. I am wealthy. A prayer. I am here.
your soul's sake. You have no time but this present time. That, of course, was Paulette Meyer from her Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD. Before that, we heard If Not Now by Carrie Newcomer off of her Kindred Spirits collection, and started out that set with Every Need is Fulfilled by Lauren Lane Powell. And I actually got a call, a request to play that song again, so I will try to close the show out with that song today. Sometimes we don't know how to bring ourselves up out of whatever suffering that we've been in. Sometimes we look at what's going on in our world and we see so much suffering and we don't know what to do about it. And the truth is that a lot of the time there isn't anything that we can do about all that suffering out there, all that injustice, all that apparent pain. But you know, there is something we can do about the pain that's inside of us, the suffering that we experience. And the fastest, easiest, most profound way to do that is to tap into that divine source of life that lives inside of us. And some of us don't have a clue how to do that. But music can do that for us. And so that's why I'm focusing today's show on really uplifting music that can remind you of the truth of who you are and what's real about God inside of you, whether you call that great spirit, Wampanoag, universal flow. I call it God in us. We have that beauty, that power, that love. And songs that raise our spirits into that, I think, are really, really helpful. We're going to start this set off with one of my favorite tunes by Faith Rivera. It's called Peace Jam. And after what we've all been seeing in the news for the last, oh my gosh, I don't even know how many years, but especially lately, I think a little bit of peace would do us all a whole lot of good. So here's one way to tap into it. Enjoy, and I'll see you back here in a moment.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Talking about that peace. That's right. Yeah. Set your spirit free, y'all.
If we wanna make a change, be the change we seek. If we get this thing called love, turn the other cheek. Spin the world right upside down. Maybe then we'll see another way to be. If we're gonna have the dream, wait to make it real. If we're marching for some peace, start at home with me. If we do the war inside to bring some harmony, we're the point where it begins.
Shanti Amani, Pache Shalom.
Talking about that peace. That's right. Yeah. Set your spirit free, y'all. Talking about that peace. That's right. Yeah.
Say it's Judgment Day, time for us to choose. We can win together now, but certainly we'll lose. Given to the doubt and fear, we'll show that heaven's here. With every word we say, with every move we make, with every breath we pray.
Shanti Amani, Pache Shalom.
That's right, yeah. Set your spirit free, y'all. Talking about that peace. That's right, yeah.
Thank you. It's time to rise, rise, rise. being the man that he was, his vision and dream. When I think about what he saw for the future, how we never lost hope that we'd all come together. I wonder if he could ever have imagined that progress would stall and we'd lose our ambition. I wonder if he thought that by 2009 we'd still have solutions we're trying to find. Do you think he dreamt of the crime on the streets or the battle among races there still seems to be? Do you think his vision involved guns and war, or is there a chance? You know he wanted more, more peace, more change, and more unity, more love between humans, more ways to be free. Today is a day we can breathe a new life, give hope to a vision that wants a bright light. So listen to me, and pay close attention, cause today I'm proposing a new resurrection, y'all.
I have a dream. I have a dream.
If you have a dream, you will lie. Just have a little faith and we'll give it some wings. We can watch it fly and together lift it up. As today we celebrate in this season of love.
We'll one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
No one had marched in the street and instead of fighting on, accepted defeat. What if we all became passive bystanders, hoping for change but unwilling to bother with being the ones who may face ridicule, or even worse yet, being seen as a fool? How will our children know what to stand for if all that we offer is anger and war? How are we honoring Gandhi and King if we can't find a way to fulfill both their dreams? Take someone willing to stand and be heard, to cling to their dreams and not be deterred. There is no time, it's better than now, to stand up today and show we know how, to dust off those dreams and fulfill their direction as we all take part in this great resurrection, y'all.
I have a dream today. I have a dream today.
If you have a dream,
their dreams that never saw light but have lived in my heart through each day and night. And maybe, just maybe, you too have had a dream, just like the one that was held by Dr. King. See, I believe in the power of our dreams and the need to fulfill them to bring us to freedom, but I don't believe it's ever room for hate, and I don't believe it's ever too late, and I don't believe the races should divide, but I do believe that we can all unite and make the impossible a possibility and really give meaning to the word unity. So open up your dream and let's lift it up. We'll give it new life and fill it with love as we all take part in the great jubilation of raising our dreams in this resurrection.
I have a dream!
WAIF Cincinnati 88.3 FM, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. We have heard a lot of incredible music by amazing women artists, and my underwriter for the show, I want to thank them because they really help support a lot of women artists. And they're called Women's Way of Ohio and Kentucky. They celebrate women in the arts because women make important contributions in all aspects of the art world, transcending old ways of thinking with unique perspectives. Women's Way celebrates female writers, musicians, actors, and fine artists by having special concerts and film showings throughout the year, an annual Swan Day every March, and Friday night salons at 6906 Plainfield Road. A current schedule of events is posted online at womenswayohio.org, and their phone number is 513-923-1414. So we are listening to really incredible music today to let us know what is possible and the power that we have to create what we experience and bring ourselves up. And I want to play one of my favorite songs from a group called Here to Hear. This is called Your Dreams. And after hearing that wonderful song about Dr. King's dream and Gandhi's dream, here's another way to think about it and really get present with what are your dreams and where are they taking you. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Divinity. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a spiritual life coach, and have a great time sharing all the things that I have studied and learned over the years and playing for you this great music today. And every week what we're doing on the show is giving ourselves the opportunity, I guess you could say, the time, the energy to know what it is that is going to help us feel more fulfilled, more satisfied. It's like they said in that song just there, nothing can hold you back from your truth. And that's really what we do on this show every week, is we find ways to discover what our truth is and then move whatever's been in the way of living it out of the way so that we can actually be happier and healthier and live lives that are meaningful to us, because that's what every one of us really wants to do. And just a lot of us haven't known how to do. So I'm really hoping that this uplifting music has been helping you with that today. I also want to let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. I would love to hear from you on that Facebook page. I'd like to know what you would like to hear discussed, what sort of music you would like to hear. And if you have a personal transformational story that you would like to share, I would love to talk with you about that, and perhaps we can get your story on the radio. There is also a free guided meditation on my website, which is just my name, louisadyer.com. If you want some help with getting present inside your own self and finding that God spark inside of you, there is a higher self guided meditation that you can download for free, and if you would like something like that, it is available for you. And so we are just about out of time here, and I promised a caller that I would play that song again that she liked so much, called Every Need is Fulfilled by Lauren Lane Powell. And so we are going to close out with that song today. I just really want to thank everybody so much for listening. It's always amazing to me how fast this hour goes. And I hope everybody's staying cool. And I hope everybody is staying connected. And I would really love to hear how a particular song, or if there's a particular path that you have used that has raised you up, then that Facebook page for this show is a great place to share that. Because when we share our personal stories, I think everyone benefits, including us. So I look forward to seeing you back here next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern at 88.3 FM on your dial, or online at WAIF883.org. And we are closing out the show with Lauren Lane Powell's Every Need is Fulfilled. Actually, this song is like every affirmation that has ever been put together in one song. It's really quite phenomenal. Enjoy.
Every need is fulfilled. I am rich. I am wealthy. Everything is provided for me. I am rich. I am wealthy. I am whole, I am healthy. time. I am wise. I am worthy.
Every need is fulfilled, is fulfilled.